What's today? Today's the 18th.
Today is the 18th of May.
So,
May
May 18th.
18th.
You know what today was is?
It the 18th of May?
You know what happened? You know what happened on this day?
I
So,
don't know what happened on this day. Facebook will tell me, but it'll only tell me what happened on my day.
on your day. May 18th is a big day for everybody in the Northwest
Okay.
because that is the date in 1980 when Mount St. Helens erupted.
May 18th, huh?
Yep, May 18th, 1980.
Huh.
And
Before I was
so
born.
everyone in Portland and in the Northwest and Washington, that's a big date, May 18th. And
Huh.
so 1990 came around and there was like, I can't believe it's been 10 years already, or it's only been 10 years. And then 2000 had been 20 years. And so now it's been
Now it's been
37 years.
37 years.
Yeah. It's a
That
trip.
is crazy.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
I remember, well, the reason I remember it, well, it was big news.
Well,
It was
yeah.
huge news. But Mount St. Helens was a view visible from my grandmother's house in Portland. So you had a big picture window view of Mount Hood. God, I wish they didn't sell that house. It was so gr this view was unbelievable. Look
Yeah.
across the valley. It was picture perfect view of Mount Hood. Nothing in, you know, so the sun would rise over it. It was just lovely, and then the moon would set behind it. But anyway, then if you looked to the
Other
north,
direction.
yeah, because if you're looking east and you look to the left, I guess that's north. So to the north, so you have to be standing on the porch. You could see Mount St. Helens. So Mount St. Helens, which used to have this really pristine
Yeah, it
point
was
to
a
it. It was
nice little
like it was
peak.
like Mount Fuji kind of, but a real nice even thing. And yeah, so when it blew up, it was big news for us particularly,
Well,
because it was
yeah,
like, ooh, you could see that
it
from
blew
a
to smithereens,
yeah
man.
yeah it was like atom, when you hear like atom bombs, like it's the equivalent of X amount of atom bombs.
Yeah.
You're like, what
What?
dropped right there? Like
Yeah.
that just
Boom.
seems weird.
Yeah, but it's like it's crazy to think that there's that much power. 'Cause like the whole Pompeii thing like literally wiped out everyone around it.
Well, you know, that's funny too, because
Like gone.
in Pompeii they have the lava covered people
Yeah.
and they left little things, which is so trippy.
Yep.
So that's what I wanted. I didn't want people to be like,
Right.
but I wanted lava. I
Well,
mean, what I
yeah.
want when I was, you know, when you hear like volcano,
Yeah.
like as a kid, I was fascinated because of the lava,
Yeah.
like
Molten
molten
rock.
rock, yeah, that's constantly on fire,
Yeah.
just rolling down the hill. And
Yeah.
like that's, and it looked cool because it was
Well,
like
yeah.
red
It
and
looks cool.
glowing
Yeah.
and, you know, smoking.
And you
And
see the guys in the big metal suits like sticking stuff in there and it like instantly lights on fire. You're like,
yeah
that's cool.
yeah
Yeah.
so this ash, I always thought, well, this isn't really a
This is a cop out.
volcano.
Come
It's
on,
not, it's a,
volcano.
BS one. Yeah, it's a BS eruption. It's not an eruption. I hadn't seen any lava. I saw zero lava. I saw ash all over the place. Not to mention that it completely leveled trees like an
Yeah.
atom bomb,
Yeah.
leveled them, just boom, flattened
Yep.
them for miles around. And there's no lava.
Yeah,
It's
no
like a piece of
lava.
shit.
This
It's
sucks.
like,
I'll wait till the next one, St. Helens. More like St. Suck.
yep. When Mount Hood erupts, I bet you there's lava all over the place.
It's so funny.
So speaking of funny and
Yeah.
lava
Yeah.
and volcanoes,
Uh-oh. Yes.
we and
Do we need an intro and
it
then
might
start rambling about bogus stuff?
we probably should, and I probably shouldn't talk about my job. So
What? Oh, I don't want to know. Anyway,
all right,
you don't
I'll
have
tell you
to.
about my job. I'll tell you about I'll
I'm gonna hand this to you and you have to do it.
I'll do it. I'll do this.
It's probably not in the right order, but you can figure it out.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, so thanks for listening, everybody. First of all, to Life's a Binge. That's what we're listening to. That's the podcast. That's
You
the
get
podcast you
so
got.
weird when you have to do.
So I'm
Like you always
just in case somebody was like tuning in and go, what the fuck am I listening to? This is Life's a Binge you tuned into. Just in case you forgot. Or it's on like an automatic play and they don't know what's playing next. That'll happen.
you always
So
do
anyway,
that.
I lost the
Shit.
thing
Oh, it
closed.
went away.
The thing closed.
Sorry.
So I'll
Oh man. So thanks everyone.
So
I'm not going
here
to
we
say a
go.
word.
All right. So anyway, again. Let me just tell you, if you're into kayaking, paddleboarding, fishing, or just simply lounging around in super comfortable wearable clothes, then you want to hit up blackfinoutfitters.com. Blackfin Outfitters. Look good, feel good, fish good. This is outdoor gear you can wear anywhere. And if you mention the, if you put in the code BINGE, B-I-N-G-E, you'll get 20% off your entire order at blackfinoutfitters.com. And you can contact them at all social media outlets at Blackfin Outfitters. Blackfin Outfitters, comfortable clothes. I'm not wearing it now, but I have been.
I've worn it.
We recorded a whole episode wearing it.
That's right.
And it was good stuff.
That was good. You did good when you settled into it.
It is good. Well, you know what I don't like about that shirt, though, for me?
What's that?
It's just a little too small, but it's comfortable.
Right.
But when I wear it, it's a little too form-fitting, and my man boobs are too pronounced.
See?
So I don't like to wear it.
I enjoy that.
You enjoy that?
I like shirts that fit, if that makes sense. So like if somebody's like, do you want this shirt baggy, or do you want it a little snug? Not like tight. I don't want to wear like a tight shirt.
But you'd prefer a little snug?
I would prefer a little snug over baggy.
I'd take baggy over a little snug.
And people are like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. I just like a shirt that I'd rather look... I'm not fooling anybody. Like, if I wear a baggy, you know what I mean? Like, everyone knows.
I know it's underneath there.
Right. So I'm not fooling anybody. So I'd rather wear a shirt that fits. For me, personally, anyway. Yeah.
I'd like somewhere in the middle. Like, somewhere that's, like, baggy.
Somewhere, like, that's perfect. Like, would be...
When I look in the mirror, you know, as a chubby guy, it's like, look in the mirror and you're like, sometimes like shirts are like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're the goods. And other shirts, you're like, oh, I like you, but look at, you're kind of.
Especially button ups. If a button up, when the button's like, when there's not a straight line.
Buttons?
Yeah. When things move the shirt to where there's like a bulge or like it. It's clearly stretching to reach a button.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's ready to shoot a button.
Yeah.
That's across where the
I'm
room.
Like, I'm like, maybe not this shirt. Maybe not. No, I
someone
like this
makes
shirt,
you laugh. Bing, bing, bing. Ow. Sorry.
That's why I only wear t-shirts when we record Life's a Binge. Only t-shirts.
Otherwise, I'd put out these fancy internet lights.
Oh, but that was solid. Good job on the sponsor.
Blackfin Outfitters, and they're friends of ours. They're friends of friends.
Yes. So check them out, and yes. And let's start our show.
Okay.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right? That was so subdued.
It was so like
we had neither had any breath, any like lung capacity. Okay, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
You could barely hear it. It's like where last week I was like,
yeah. It went on and on.
Oh, good time.
I could just suck the world in through my face right now.
It's awesome. Man, I was going to say something, and I forgot what it was.
It's all right.
Distracted. Hand me my phone. Maybe that'll rehash my memory about something about the sponsor. Or, what were we talking about right before I made you do the sponsor?
Volcano?
No, I don't know. It was gone. Who knows?
Let me tell you about Volcano.
It'll never come back. Oh, yeah. Oh, is this a SeaWorld job, or is this...
Yep.
Okay.
So we...
don't know. Yep. Is it Jimmy Buffett song?
We do the Jimmy Buffett song.
Where?
At the Dolphin Show.
Now?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, and we don't play it on the ukulele. There's a track playing. And
Do you fake it?
Nope.
Okay, good.
I mean, my whole job is me faking it, but...
No, but you're not like...
We're not faking,
you're not
playing
strumming
guitar.
Along.
No,
okay,
you're
not.
Good. No, you're just dancing and you do some dance. And it's kind of, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
So it's like an asking or callback thing?
Sort of. You're like, all right, everybody, this is what you do during the chorus. You know, you go it. Like this and you show moves and you'd go, I don't know where I'm going to go where the volcano blows. And so, but anyway, like a lot of things, you are doing the song and you're listening to it and you're listening to the words and...
Not appropriate?
Nope.
He talks about rum. I remember he talks about rum.
Mm-hmm.
What else does he talk about in that song? I mean, if I heard it, I'd know.
Okay, so
do it. Let's get the breakdown on the Volcano Song by Jimmy Buffett. I mean, Jimmy Buffett's not known for his like PG work. Like, if you go to, he's not like R rated or anything. But like, if you go to a Jimmy Buffett show,
Let's Get Drunk and Screw.
Yeah,
right.
Well, not maybe not. Yeah, you're gonna see like people taking their shirts and pants and
people have a party.
Yeah, they're just, what are they? Coke, parrot heads.
Yep, parrot heads.
Those people are nuts. Like, in a fun way. Like, they're not hurting anybody.
So, you hear about his new retirement home?
No.
He's got, like, he's opening a Margaritaville, like, retirement complex.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So you could just, yeah, take that and run with it with your imagination, mm-hmm. and you'd probably be right.
Yep.
So, anyway, this song is essentially about Armageddon.
Okay.
And so, it's like, I don't know where I'm going to go when the volcano blows.
Correct.
And so the lines are, ground she moving under me, tidal waves out to the sea, sulfur smoke up to the sky, pretty soon we learn to fly.
Because you're going to get blown to smithereens.
Because you're going
to
be an angel and you're going to be flying away. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to go when the volcano blows. I may be going to heaven, maybe going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, like, there are other lines that we cut out that are allude to more of Armageddon.
Yeah, doesn't he say, like, he says die, doesn't he?
Probably. He says something about the Ayatollah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, we probably shouldn't say that.
But then it gets all fun, and he lists all the cities where he's going to land.
We don't do that part, but...
But it says San Diego!
I know. That may be a missed opportunity.
That's a huge missed opportunity.
So...
For, like, cheap... Like, any musician will tell you.
Yeah.
Cheap say applause. Just say the city name.
Tonight, Concord, New Hampshire. Woo! That's where we live!
I live there! So. Yeah, just like any comedian. They're like, anybody ever been to Winchester, North Carolina? And like, one person will always be like, woo! And you're like, liar.
Yeah.
But for the purpose of this joke.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So you don't like singing the volcano song?
No, I like it.
Oh.
But at the same time, I'm like, this is a song. And we're leading everybody, like, flapping their wings. Like, that's it. So I'm like, I'm kind of like, every time I do it, I'm like,
you're all going to die. You're all going to die.
But that's just me. No one, you know.
That's funny.
Very few people are going to look at that, hear that, and go, oh, you know, funny. Everyone's just going, oh, it's catchy. I don't know where I'm going to go when the volcano blows.
I wonder if...
Even if it was just strictly about a volcano.
Right.
It's still kind of dark.
Yeah.
You know.
I wonder if Fins is about more than just sharks.
Fins to the left, fins to the right.
Because she's... Isn't it all about, like, a girl, like, trying to, like, find herself or something? She's surrounded by sharks.
Yeah. And I think it's more of a metaphor of, yeah, of, like, bad guys, I'm guessing.
Probably. Probably. What's Jimmy... Call that Jimmy Buffett.
He's He's always hiding, like, deep.
Just makes me think of Bill Paxton. Yeah. Sing Margaritaville. I think you mean Peter Cloderberg. No, Margaritaville. My song was Pina Coladaberg. No, I want to hear Margaritaville. I did Pina Coladaberg. Anyway.
What was that in?
Club Dread. Broken Lizard Movie. Oh, yeah.
You were telling me about that.
Yeah.
Never saw it.
The Bill Paxton episode. We should maybe talk about
May 18th.
We should maybe talk about Chris Cornell, maybe.
We should.
Maybe.
Because that happened today.
It did. Not a huge influence on me, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Or I assume maybe on you.
No.
Yeah.
No, he was.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because he has, a lot of people will just write him, like, I think a lot of people write him off. Because they're like, singer, like, Soundgarden, Audioslave. Like, if you take the band names, you're like, yeah, I'm not going to like any of this.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was just him and his, like, guitar, the guy was, like, a phenomenal singer.
He was a phenomenal singer in the band. He was great. And it was... So this morning, I got up and Andrea and Rachel were both up.
Yeah,
and so I was like kind of like making coffee and just like, oh, did you hear Chris Cornell died? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? And she's like, yeah, it's all over the internet. And I hadn't like gotten on the internet, on Facebook. And I was like, what? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then
it's a bummer.
It's a bummer. And then like and then it's like same with Prince, but not as nearly as bad. Like
right.
as like I'm thinking about what some of the times meant to me, especially with certain friends.
Yep.
And same with Prince, Darren George, my good friend.
Yep.
Prince was one of the ties that bound us together, but Chris Cornell and Soundgarden was something that definitely tied us together. We listened to a lot of Bad Motorfinger and Down on the Upside and
Nice
and Super Unknown together, and we had gone to this Soundgarden show, which was the big thing that like Darren had had his son Lennox, and he had asked me to be the godfather.
Nice.
And this was 22 years ago or so, and so it was a big thing. And and Darren happened to get these tickets to the show at the small place.
Nice.
And the small place is actually a place that I had like done comedy at before.
Oh, sweet.
Like that I had went and
you had connections to the place anyway.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean in that like it was cool to say I've performed on that same stage where Chris Cornell and Kim Thayil and all that.
So it was a Soundgarden show? It wasn't
Soundgarden. It was a Soundgarden concert. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it was great. And Chris Novoselic, who's the big, tall bass player for Nirvana, was there. And that was only, and it was a trip because it was like 2 weeks or so.
He was just hanging, like watching the show.
He was there. He was as a crowd, nice. In the crowd. And he's 6 foot six. He's a real tall guy. But we had just hung out with him at a Spearhead, a Michael Franti concert. And it was a trip because he's so recognizable because he's tall as hell and he's got a certain look to him and he's like, and he was so cool and he hung out with us and he bought beers for everybody and we were all drinking beers and hanging out.
How have I never heard the story where you hung out with Chris Novoselic, the bass player for Nirvana?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I have a lot of stories.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of stories.
That's a good story.
So
was this pre-Kurt Cobain dying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're huge, like megastars.
Nirvana at the time?
Yeah. I mean, if you're at a Soundgarden concert and Chris Novoselic, his Soundgarden really only got big, after that whole grunge scene kind of really blew up.
Well, they were.
They've been around.
They
were
in there. I mean, Bad Motorfinger came out right around the same time as Nevermind came out.
Yeah, but they didn't get big, super big. Years later, years later.
Yeah, yeah.
So Chris Novoselic is literally a god amongst men. He was at this point in time.
Yeah.
Because Nirvana is the hugest thing ever.
They were big, but they were also it was
or was
weird.
This was this like a small place in Seattle where they with nobody huge yet or
no they were definitely big.
Was it in Seattle?
It was in Seattle. Yeah, okay. It was at the Rock Candy, which I don't even know if the Rock Candy is there. That's when Michael Franti was playing and with the Diggable Planets, if I'm not mistaken. The Diggable Planets were dope.
No idea.
the boom bip. Anyway. But it was cool to hang out with Chris Novoselic. We got these tickets, lucked into these tickets. These tickets went on sale. It was for a charity. It was a fundraiser for something. And they were just announced, tickets go on sale at this Tower Records right now.
Nice.
And my friend Darren just happened to be close by.
On sale where?
At this place called Tower Records in the day.
What?
They sold music.
I miss
in a
Tower
form
Records, man.
That, yeah.
There was a big one in El Cajon that I went to all the time. And then across the street was the Warehouse.
Warehouse.
That was across the street.
Yeah.
And in the mall there was Sam Goody.
Uh-huh.
And and then down the street was the Music Trader, but
that used to be one of the things that it was a must visit when you went to the mall. Yeah. You go to Spencer's, go to the music store, But anyway, so Darren got tickets.
Yeah.
Got two tickets and we rode our bikes. That was a big thing too. We rode our bikes down to the concert. And we had just this incredible time. And what was cool That's
is it like how, is it like House of Blues small like intimate or is it smaller?
It's
bigger?
It's probably about the same size, maybe, but it's not the two level like that. Yeah, but so it's probably like spread out a little bit more than the main floor of the House of Blues.
Yeah,
but probably seats about the same amount. With nice. When we talk about the two levels,
so it's not like a huge. It's like it's a small venue.
It's a much smaller venue. Yeah. It's not a tiny venue, but it's a nice room. It's a really nice room, but it's not. It's not like a. It's not the place that a band. They were big enough at the time to play a much bigger venue.
Right.
Much bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was cool. Like going to the show, and I remember the ladies and gentlemen, Soundgarden, and they came out so unassuming. Like it was. They just kind of walked out, and Chris Cornell kind of just like waves, and they put their guitars on, and they start rocking.
Yeah.
It was just so like not. Like, hello, Seattle! Right. there was nothing like that at all.
Yeah,
which
was like,
so
he walks
refreshing.
Up and he's like, we're Soundgarden.
He's like, hi, guys. Yeah, he's like, yeah. And they killed it. And like one of the things I'd read about Soundgarden and heard is that like sometimes they have songs that are so like complex and so like the parts are kind of like it's hard to maintain.
Yeah.
And so there are times in concerts that it would be hard to maintain this and they would lose a little bit of it. And so I'd heard that before.
Makes sense, yeah.
And there was a couple times during the show where it was like, oh, I see what people are talking about. But it was still great.
Right.
But when they were cohesive and they had their stuff together,
this was amazing.
It was really, really, really good.
Yeah.
And so that was just like a big event. That was a big one of the big signature events in Seattle for me.
That's awesome.
And so it definitely was like, you know, it made me cry this morning.
Did
and
Chris Novoselic remember you at the Soundgarden show?
I don't think that like, I was able to like get up to him.
Right.
You know, during the thing, it was like he was there and like saw him, but you did. It was like one of those things you didn't want to be.
Yeah,
that a nerd. Guy. Yeah. You wanted to be cool enough to be like, hey man. You know,
hey man, but, remember me?
Remember that time?
Remember when you bought me beer?
Yeah.
I remember when you threw your bass in the air and hit yourself in the face. I remember that. It was cool. Do you do any Chris Cornell songs?
No, because they're hard. I mean, they're hard. There are a lot of songs that like I used to sing, not on stage or anything, but like all the time, like Fell on Black Days, like working on the boat back in the day, like and there was this girl Dana, she was gorgeous, who was a big Soundgarden fan, and so she always, so we would like always be like in the thing, and I'd whatsoever I fear has come to life. Whatsoever I follow has to, and she would like, ooh, she's like, ooh, that's so good. I love that song.
Yeah,
and so
that
we
was actually pretty good.
We would always sing that.
Nice,
but so it was a bigger deal for me, and it wasn't as big as Prince, and it was weird too today because it was like, it's weird that I know that a bunch of people feel the same way. That we've had practice, you know what I mean?
Right.
We've had a lot of practice.
Yeah.
So dealing with it, it's like, we've had practice. So.
Yeah, it's a bummer, but we've been down this road before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But dude, all his songs are like, his darkness is not a secret.
Right.
Like, not at all. I mean, he wasn't like quiet about, I have a lot of darkness within me.
Yep. It's like, it's always bummer when like, when it's like you find out it's a suicide or whatever, but at the same time, like that doesn't matter ultimately. The only thing that matters that comes out of that is hopefully it spreads more awareness that, you know, depression's a real deal.
Yeah.
And like, but people are like, I've seen like a couple comments where it's like, it's a bummer. Or, I don't know how to word it, but they're like, they're upset that it was a suicide or like,
right, that it's like setting an example, or like
kinda, but it's just like either way you look at it, he's gone, and it's kind of a bummer that.
Right,
I don't know. It's weird.
It is.
It's weird,
and it's hard. It's. It reminds me of Heathers. Have you seen Heathers?
A long time ago.
And so there's a suicide.
Oh yeah.
And some of it, it's so dark. It's such a dark movie. Yeah, but they end up killing people and saying and blaming it on the suicide trend started by Big Fun.
Yeah.
This fictional band that made suicide cool.
So messed up.
It's a dark. I love that movie. It's so dark. And that's funny. We were just talking about Christian Slater.
And Ethan Hawke?
You're right. We were talking about Ethan Hawke, but that's Christian Slater. It is Christian Slater. I get it mixed up, I guess.
Well, they were both like in those type of movies.
They were similar. They're similar. Yeah, they're similar.
And at the time, they both had the same hair.
Yeah. Christian Slater was always like
the part down the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christian Slater, who I think is very good too.
Yeah.
But he was definitely like, he seemed to be channeling Jack Nicholson like a lot of the time.
Yes.
Like a lot of the time. Ethan Hawke, I think, is just talented artist who may be a little big in his britches, maybe like
probably,
but he seems like he's very smart, and he's probably studied, like a studied actor. That's my guess. But he's good,
yeah,
dude. Ethan Hawke, he is good.
He is good. We were just talking about Gattaca, but how do we get on that train? Suicide and Heathers and all that stuff.
Right?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it was a bummer that he passed away. A lot of people I know, especially my age, because that whole like grunge scene and everything was like it shaped a lot of.
That had to be super like
our lives,
not informative, but
formative. Yeah, during our formative years.
Yeah,
like grunge and that whole thing was music changed. Like it's hard to talk about music because I had such an eclectic background, so it's like so weird. My mom was big into like 80s, 90s country, and like my dad was a classic rock guy, and then my older brother was into grunge, and my other older brother was into punk, and then like my younger sister was like into like the super bubblegum pop stuff, and like
NSYNC and such,
and like I was just like in the ride where I was like I like everything.
I'll take that, take a little of that,
and I'm like I liked alternative stuff. Like when I was in junior high, I think Weezer was like my favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, Weezer? What kind of music do they play? And I was like, exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of poppy. It's kind of rock. It's like this weird. It's alternative music is what it was called. I don't know what it is now. But it was like, yeah, man, this is
classic.
Good, I guess. Collie. Dude, did I tell you the other day they played, or KGB, the classic rock station, gave away Green Day tickets?
It's because they've been around for a long
time.
They
played Green Day's Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, and then played Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight. Back to back. I was like, on the classic rock station?
Dude, Time of Your Life was how long ago? Like 99?
Yeah, probably.
But they've been around 2000. Longer than that. Oh, they've been around, I mean, I saw like, them ages ago.
But doesn't, is it just time elapsing? Is it?
To make a classic?
Yes.
You know,
because if I say
it has to,
if I say what is name a classic rock band.
Right.
What would you pick?
See, okay.
Now, I would say like quantify. Led Zeppelin
Right. Because when that term came out, rock and roll was only so old anyway.
Sure.
So classic rock was.
But it's also like the hair bands, like those guys are classic rock. Like the one like hit
who?
Wonders.
Like who?
I don't know.
You like Warrant and stuff?
Like Steelheart.
Striper?
Is that what Todd said? I don't know what he said. He's not on mic.
Say it again?
One more time. Def Leppard.
Def Leppard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a classic rock band.
I guess so.
For sure, dude. For sure.
I guess so. But it's that like to me that's kind of hard. Okay, so those were 80s, I guess. Def Leppard was 80s.
Mm-hmm. Well, 70s, 80s.
Were they in the 70s? I guess they probably started in the 70s.
But like also so like what's that more than extreme, like that song would play on classic rock, but would you think that that's a classic rock?
I wasn't
song?
Familiar enough with extreme, like, and even that song.
That's the only song,
right?
More than words.
So so I guess the like the terminology would be like because.
But is it just time? No, it's like a genre. That's a genre now.
Well, it's not just time because I mean, God, you would. I mean.
Because like there should...
I guess it's changed. Are you, this reminds me. There's like a classic rock station in Portland. That's that didn't used to be classic. It was just used to be rock.
Sure.
KGON, like super popular, been around for 40 years probably. KGON rocks.
Nice.
And so eventually their format has got to like evolve. And it's got to like take into consideration that music now has been around for 20 or 30 years that we used to think was new.
Right.
Is now old and classic. But yeah, but there's definitely part of me that says no. Classic rock is like 70s.
It's a genre.
60s and 70s.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
It's
a
like
genre.
The Who. It's like Led
yes.
Zeppelin.
Yep.
It's like the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
It's
like Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd's classic rock.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any of that like
Aerosmith like, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But they
had longevity.
Yeah,
yep.
They
so the Stones.
Same thing. But still like they're a classic rock band.
Yes.
Like their sound, they have a sound that sounds like it's classic rock.
But
Nirvana, you can't play Smells Like Teen Spirit. Just because it's old doesn't mean it's classic rock. Todd's like, how come I'm not on mic for this one?
This is the one we should have had Todd on mic for. Like, I didn't know you were going to talk about rock. I would have been out there. So,
oh, man.
But yeah.
But it's weird, right?
It's weird, yeah, the classification of classic rock.
Well, especially to talk about TV a little bit. Like, when you talk about, because there's the same categories for movie and TVs. There's, like, classic films, and there's classic TV. And when you say classic TV, what do you picture?
But that's, yeah, I think that's a little easier to call.
Why?
Because, I don't know. Because
the venue. If I say, name a classic TV show, what would you pick?
Like, Happy Days, you know.
Really? That's kind of late in the game.
You're thinking more like My Favorite Martian or like...
Yeah, like I Love Lucy like Mary Tyler Moore even All in the Family is like a classic TV show or like I Dream of Jeannie or Bewitched.
Yeah, yes.
Like these are all like classic TV to me.
Right. But there are people who would be like, no, classic is The Rifleman and like the shows in the 50s.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess.
So, yeah, I think
I don't know.
And for me,
weird.
For whatever reason, for me, time is easier to, like, apply to TV and movies than it is to music.
But taking it back to the music, how come oldies are always oldies? Like, how come Led Zeppelin isn't an oldie now? Like, if you turn on, if you can find one, if you can find an oldies station, oldies is just, like, 20s through 50s. Like maybe
1920s to 50s,
right?
Or
that's oldies.
That
like 20s is probably even pushing it.
Well, you know, because
it's closer to like 30s to like early 60s.
And you notice it, probably you don't see that. There's not a market for it like anymore. Really, I mean,
I love oldies.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, the people who like enjoy that music, and we listen to classic rock because it's been part of our lives.
Sure.
And so we could listen to classic rock forever. The people who listened to oldies, because it was part of their lives, would listen to it forever, are dead now, you know, or darn close to it.
Sure.
So there's not the same market for it. But
still, like if because there's like Spotify stations, or there,
right?
If you go to oldies,
you can find it.
It's still
a thing.
Just the oldies. So mm-hmm. How come classic rock has the ability to change the genre? When it's if it's just time, then in theory, an oldie now would be Pink Floyd or The
right.
Who, like a 70s band is now an oldie.
Yeah, but my guess is that like when they're thinking about like formatting and like what you call things and when you're trying to like sell things to certain people.
But how come it's not just grunge then? How come it's now classic rock? Like Pearl Jam is a grunge band.
Well, the grunge label, even in and of itself, to me, it doesn't
so
like because none
rock
of them,
band?
None of them are the same. Like Pearl Jam and Nirvana and Soundgarden and Alice in Chains,
they're
all different bands.
Correct.
And to call them all grunge to me only means that they came out of Seattle in the 90s. Like that's what it means to me. Even though, like, I don't know, President's of the United States or something like that.
Right.
You remember them?
Yeah.
She's lump, she's lump, lump, she's lump, she's in my head.
Peaches come from a can. Yeah.
Yeah. So grunge doesn't, to me, I hardly ever even use the word grunge.
Like, so they're just rock bands?
They're rock bands out of that time. Yeah, out of from that time. That became pop, who rose to popularity in the 90s, mostly in the 90s.
Yep.
But yeah.
Interesting.
And I guess if I would say grunge, if any one band was grunge, I'd say it was Nirvana.
Well, yeah.
But
they're like, that's the band.
But that's the only one that I could like, oh, they're a grunge band. Like I can't tell you another grunge band.
But you just did.
No, what?
You said like Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam's not Alice a grunge band.
Pearl Jam has like this classic.
What was that, Todd? Yes, see, they
disagree, are. But I disagree because they have this classic, they have a classic rock sound to them, like to me,
kinda.
And I think I don't know. I guess that was kind of fun about that whole time was that like these genres everything was being relabeled right. and everything was new and had no label.
And now it's
you know they
kind
of
like,
came up with the grunge later. Yeah. Beep beep boop beep beep boop.
Which I don't have a problem with like the electronic whatever. It's just the repetition just drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
Which is a dumb thing to say because you know the songs that I like are basically all the same. It's like you know. Verse, chorus, chorus, bridge, chorus, the end, over and over and over again. But it's like, come on. You don't need to say the same words 18,000 times. Come on, kids. You dumb kids and your dumb...
I am the fire starter. Boom, 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 boom. I am the fire starter.
Cheesecake. Man, I was listening to that. It was still funny. Anyway, so it was a bummer about Chris Cornell. That was a huge
It is
music
about Chris Cornell.
About
so but, Mount St. Helens, Chris Cornell.
Yep.
Roger Ailes. I giggled. That's terrible. I am a bad human being.
What did you just say?
Roger Ailes also passed away today. Who started Fox News?
Oh, so, I don't know.
Like you've heard of Rupert
the news
Murdoch?
Station? Yeah, yeah.
News station. He started Fox News.
Like with this, was his sole intent to like. Make a conservative news station? Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he started it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And
because I think it's funny when people are like, nuh-uh, they're not, nuh-uh. It's like, what? No, that's what
they're
the
only
are.
Ones telling
like,
the truth.
Like, that's what they are. Like, they're the conservative station. Like, everyone knows that. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Like, even if they're, like, they have programming that's not, you know, pointed or whatever, but like...
They do?
Yeah,
no,
I'm sure they do.
They don't.
I'm sure they do.
I don't think they do. I don't think they're. They
I'm
used
sure
to like
at
have like
some
Kennedy
points,
and Combs. Like,
I'm sure. Well,
and Combs is the one guy, and he passed away.
Yeah,
and so yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Roger Ailes is dead. I'm sorry, I giggled.
That's okay. It happens. You're allowed to giggle.
He's a shitty guy.
Schadenfreude.
So that happened.
Oh, that's I keep taking my. I want. So, I'm trying to take notes of what we talk about so I can actually remember for
boo.
Once. And I just look at my phone and then I put it away because I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
So I have Mount St. Helens. What else? Chris Cornell. We talked about Chris Cornell. Yep. Mm-hmm. Got it. What else? That was it so far.
I don't know. We didn't really talk
about
it.
That was about it so far.
So,
We Rock. Oh, we talked about Pets Rule a little bit, I think.
Pets Christmas.
If that's in the show.
Volcano.
We'll see. That's good.
So, I'm watching a show that you have watched.
Yes. I'm excited.
It is good. It's this was me.
Yeah.
While you and I were talking about this show on this podcast,
correct,
of several episodes ago, you said Silicon Valley, you know it's Mike Judge.
Yes.
And I forgot that
correct.
It was Mike Judge.
Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot it was Mike Judge, and I was like embarrassed and shocked because I'm like, I love Mike Judge.
Mm-hmm.
He does some of the best stuff over the last 20 years.
Yeah,
like just incredible stuff. And so that like really forced me, and like I need to watch this show more.
Yes,
and just to think that like Mike Judge is out there doing shit right now, and I'm not taking it in is a travesty.
And like what he's done is he has played to the modern audience at the time that they are the modern audience. Does that make sense?
So,
like, he creates things for the time that he's in.
Like, so you mean like with sense? Office Space?
Yeah,
yeah,
and like King of the Hill and all this stuff.
King
like,
of the Hill.
It's all comes suck. Out. It's all coming out. Like, it all comes out at the time that it's supposed to. Because like King of the Hill is in the era of like The Simpsons in its prime, early South Park, early, like, not Family Guy, but, like, you know, that same era. Beavis and Butthead, you know.
That was after Beavis and Butthead, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like,
so, King of the Hill started like, in the 90s? It must have been.
Yeah.
It must have been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, that was a good show.
Might have been late 80s. No, because Beavis and Butthead were on.
Yeah. You're going to look it up?
No, no? I'm okay. not. Because I don't care. I mean, I do, but I don't.
I don't care.
Because I remember in the Beavis and Butthead Do America, the movie, like, there's a Hank.
There's
like,
Hank Hill's in there. Yeah, essentially.
I don't think he's Hank Hill.
But he's
Hank
he's
Hill.
He's Hank Hill, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he was probably like, you know, there's a show with this guy. Like, this, get out of my, what they were trying to, like, masturbate, and is like, what do you remember that movie?
Very little. I remember, like, there was, like, a very, eager like FBI agent, right?
Yeah,
that's trying to, and he used to say shocking stuff. And
I gotta watch that movie again. I wonder if it holds up.
That's a good question. I wonder too.
I doubt Beavis and Butthead hold up.
I wonder that too.
That's something I want to talk about.
All right,
what were we talking about just now?
What were we talking about, Mike Judge?
Oh, Mike Judge, Silicon Valley.
Okay,
yeah. Go ahead.
So
Silicon Valley. You re-realize that it was Mike Judge, and
I must watch it, and so
it's fun.
And
right?
Of course, oh, it's great. It's fantastic. And TJ
Miller
mm-hmm. Is very funny.
Yes,
he's very funny. Very funny.
Which he's a big personality, and I feel like all the personalities on the show fit. Like his job on the show is to have that big personality,
mm-hmm.
and it works for the show.
Yep,
because Richard is like not. He's such a, oh man.
Yeah, like just a neurotic mess.
Yeah, kinda. He's just a mess.
And then the other nerds.
And then Guilfoyle is so funny.
He is.
And their
funny.
Rivalry is just so perfect.
Him and the Indian guy.
Yeah, what's his name in the show?
I forget. I want to call him Gamesh, but that's not
his thing. It's something like that.
So
yeah,
it's really, really funny.
Yes.
And the character who plays, they have like a finance guy, I forget his name.
Oh yeah,
but he drives the fancy car.
Mm-hmm.
He's always like, this guy fucks. Oh, don't yeah. you admit it? Don't you? Oh yeah, this guy fucks. Like when he's just so crude.
They're backer.
He's super just crude and like super latent homosexual. So what I did, and luckily this testament to a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to piss off everybody who watches The Walking Dead, but that's okay. I watched the episode so I clicked on my HBO thing.
Sure.
And I saw Silicon Valley, and I clicked on it, and I was hoping that it would cut to like a selection of seasons
right. And
episodes, and I could start from the first one, but it just boom, and it went to
the newest one.
The newest one.
Yes.
And I watched it.
Got it.
And
of Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley.
I haven't seen the newest one.
And so it's.
But things are different now.
It's a, well, I mean, yeah, things are, I don't know.
In the show.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So they're having a meeting with this guy, and he has to meet me at the school.
Sure.
Got to meet him at the school. So he goes to school, and then he goes off on this tangent, like he does, which is always like super harshly sexual.
Oh, yeah.
And like over the top.
Yep.
But he's like, it's like that time when you see a guy and you really want to fuck that guy. He's like, so, and every time they're like talking, they like cut to a scene and they like show these little kids walking by as he's just using this, the most profound, profane language and just like, and going into great detail. You go out there and you F that guy. You F him good. You F him right in the A.
There's like,
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's just so well done. The dilemma of kids in earshot.
Yeah.
And someone oblivious to that fact.
How is that going to piss people off? The Walking Dead?
because I watched that one episode of The Walking Dead like this. I watched and then I was like, I gotta fuck this show. For Walking Dead, for Walking Dead, I'm like, I'm never watching this shit again. Part of me was like, I just saved myself like 3 weeks of watching time.
It's so funny because like we're catching up on Walking Dead right now, and we're sitting there and like the DVR is in front of us. It's like, what do you want to watch? It's like, I don't know. And there's The Walking Dead, and we're like, okay.
It's like, not a show then. It's good.
Like, right? We've put so much time into it, and like this season, I just can't.
So you, how far into it are you now? You like
5-6 episodes.
So you're past like this. Is it still the same season? Or was that last season that they had the big?
That's the this season.
Same season. The first episode was all shocking.
Yeah. So we're like watching TV from a while back. Like it's just sitting on the DVR because we're just like, okay. And this season's just not. It's just not doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something about it. It's just like, ugh. I hate.
Does it seem like it's going to go somewhere?
I have no idea.
Because, you know, when we're watching Lost, and sometimes it was painfully, like, drawn out.
Right.
You're like, well, this is going to end at some point.
There's
like,
going to be... you're right.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
My biggest thing...
Is that going to happen for Walking Dead?
I hope so. Because I don't know any spoilers on it. Like, I'm sure that... And
comics.
It's over and stuff. And I don't know any of it. Like, I don't know. And so... and not only that, but like social media and stuff. Like whenever the season ended, I'm sure there was a big to do, and I just glanced or didn't notice it because at the time I didn't notice it or whatever.
Right.
But it just when so you saw the premiere episode of this latest season where it's Negan and he like
bashes the dude's brains,
hits everyone with the bat and everything, and whatever. And like that's a big power move, right? And like you see Rick at the end, he's like, and he's like, he's not in control anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this guy is Negan shows up a bunch of times and gives his bat away or like is just standing around, And he's just like standing around. He like shows up to their compound. He's like, "Give me all your guns," and they just like give him over. And I'm like, just shoot that guy in the face. Like, sure, he has a lot of followers, but if you shoot that guy in the face, you're the new that guy.
Yeah. Like, that's how prison works, okay?
Like, and I just, it the amount of smug evil that he is in the show, it's just such a turnoff. Like,
well,
because like, there's bad, because there's bad guys that you can, like, ooh, I hate that bad guy.
Right.
And like you just mentioned Lost, like Ben Linus from Lost is that guy where you're like...
You mean our friend Michael Emerson who's going to be on the show?
Yeah, wife of Carrie Preston.
Yep.
Husband of Carrie Preston. Yep. I said wife. But like where you watch it and you're like, ooh, that guy's such a slimy, sleazy jerk, but oh, he's great.
Yeah.
And like there's nothing of that in Walking Dead. I'm like, I hate this guy. I hate him. I hate him.
I hate watching him on
screen.
And he
sucks. I hate him.
Yeah.
I hate him. And so to watch the show, I'm like, I care about like our people, but they're so like submissive and like they're not like the badasses that they were at the beginning or any other point in the show.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it's
that's why you're like,
I'm sure it's doing it totally on purpose because like
to have it better have a payoff,
right?
Like, it better have a payoff.
But it's like spoiler alerts for Game of Thrones,
like, which I've been watching too.
That's not on.
I know, but I wanted to like watch.
I was like, "What?"
Yeah, I wanted to watch some.
Okay, but this is early Game of Thrones, but still spoilers, just in case. Like Joffrey, you know what I mean? You hated Joffrey, but he was good. He was great. Like I hated him so much.
Yeah,
you're like, I hate you so much. But
you were like, because he was first. He was freaking great at it, like great at playing it.
He's
but also
terrible.
He's leading you up to this
the where you like
you're
he's
gonna get paid
gonna
off.
Die,
yeah,
and
it's gonna be
gonna
it's gonna
it.
Be sweet,
right? Even though his death wasn't as good
his
as it could have been,
sucked.
But he still died, which was like
that's
okay,
still that
I know.
Sucked. That
but it's like
sucked.
But it's like oh, I hate you so much, and but I didn't hate watching him. Like I hated him so much,
yeah.
But it's that hate. To like it's you know you love to hate him and
right.
That's like a dumb cliche but like for him it was and Negan I just hate I'm like
yeah.
How come nobody just he's totally unarmed and he's just standing there with his like I'm Negan I'm cocky and I'm the king of everything and I'm like just shoot him right now He doesn't have it. His people have guns, but if you just shoot that guy, then they'll be like, they just killed our leader. What do we do? Like, sure, they might fire back or whatever, but you're going to... He's gone.
So is
the
there...
end. He's not controlling you anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Just get rid of him.
Is there an overarching, like, storyline that implies that one day they're going to solve the whatever caused the zombie outbreak?
No.
Or like, there's a cure or anything like that?
Nope. They're zombies. They're just living in a world of zombies.
So, so what's the end game? You know,
right.
Like, that'd be my thing.
Right.
You know, there's a 99% chance I'm never watching another episode of the show.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious.
You'll maybe watch the finale. You'll maybe watch the finale.
Maybe. Yeah. I'll probably will.
Yeah.
I'll probably will. And then bitch about it.
Right.
And then let somebody tell me why I'm wrong. Yeah, which is exactly. I like that. Like that. That's fine. And it's legit. Hey, I didn't watch it for, you know, 4 or 5 seasons.
Right.
And I watched one episode and I fucking labeled the whole thing because of it. Like, yep, this is nothing I'm going to watch.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of angry that it even exists.
Yeah.
I'm angry that this ever even happened.
I do want to, this is what I wanted to talk about. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget.
Cool.
Will and Grace.
Okay. All right.
Is coming back.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
They are, I don't know how much they're going to do, but I know that they are bringing back.
Is it Netflix?
No, it's on.
NBC?
Yeah, whatever channel.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing back Will and Grace. X-Files just got renewed again. So they just did their little mini 8 episodes or however many it was, 6
which I
or
enjoyed.
Whatever.
I enjoyed it.
They're coming back. They got renewed for a full season. And unless it's bogus, but I just saw ABC put out a thing that Roseanne is coming back.
Really?
The show, the cast, everyone.
And Twin Peaks is supposed to be coming back.
And it's coming back on Showtime.
Showtime. Okay, yep. I was wondering about that too.
Yep, but so,
you never watched Twin Peaks?
No. But what is? I don't know how to word it without knowing, because the obvious answer is we're out of ideas. but like why?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, why is Will and Grace coming back? At the time that Will and Grace was on, it was fitting.
Right.
And I mean, maybe they feel it's fitting now with the current political climate. They need to try and make their own little statements.
Is Megan Mullally?
Everyone.
So.
But in the show, she was like super conservative or whatever. Karen was.
Was she?
Yeah. Kind
of. I never watched the show.
It was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my favorite show, but it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, why is that? Why are they? Why? And Roseanne, I was a big Roseanne fan.
And that's huge middle class humor.
Yep.
Like huge, like middle class issues.
It spoke 100%. It was a show
lower
for
middle
me.
Class even.
Yeah, it was a show for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're putting larger people on TV that mm-hmm. don't have money and they're poor and
struggle with real things.
Right. And I was like, wow, this, and it was fun.
Yeah,
like it was fun to watch.
And but, good, it was a well done show.
Yeah,
very well done.
And a lot of people discredit it because they just hate Roseanne. But, like, the show was great. Do you remember, did you watch a lot of Roseanne?
Not a lot, but some. I watched some.
So, Dan died.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he died of, like, a heart attack. And then, like, they went on to, like, win the lottery and all this stuff. But
really?
but it was, like, it was dumb. It was, like, it was like, all a, like, thing that she imagined because Dan died.
Boo.
Kind of.
It was
thing.
A dream sequence?
Kind. Boo. I don't remember how it worked itself out, but kind of like that. Right.
Boo.
Where it wasn't like a. It was like she was trying to cope with the loss, and so like she created this like fantasy world, basically, kind of thing. Kind of.
Interesting. Okay.
But it was like. Yeah, it was dumb. It was like. How can they bring. Unless Dan's just not going to be in it. But like, how can they bring Roseanne back without John Goodman? Because he was like. What didn't make the show, obviously Roseanne did, but like he was a big part of the show.
Huge.
So I don't know. It's just weird to me that they're bringing all the stuff back.
Interesting. So one thing that I've been watching over the last couple months,
yeah.
And I don't know if it's, I think it is new to syndication, streaming syndication,
sure.
Is Golden Girls, which I didn't watch back in the day.
Okay.
So it's been fun to watch because Andrea's like all into it. And so,
yeah.
So it's been on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this episode.
It was a funny ass show, dude.
It was really well done.
And they hit like real issues.
It was really well done. And yep. They did an episode that really like, it literally like, it caught me off guard. Like it caught like impressively where I was like, oh my, like, wow. And I can't believe I didn't get it until, so to me it was brilliant.
Sure.
Because they were doing this episode and in the episode, Sonny Bono and the actor who is from the Carol Burnett show is fighting over B. Arthur's character's
sure.
love.
Okay.
And so Sonny Bono and Lyle Wagner.
Okay.
Who's the good-looking, funny guy, but he was always like the good-looking guy on Carol Burnett. He wasn't Harvey Korman.
Right.
He wasn't Tim Conway. He was this other guy. Who is always on it and good looking.
Yes.
But they're fighting over their love, and which never even, it just didn't even register. But the story was about this, who's the other girl? So it's not B. Arthur. Who's the slutty one?
Right. I know who you're talking
about. You know what
about.
I'm talking about? Yeah. Everybody does.
Yeah.
So her husband had died.
Okay.
Had been dead.
Yes.
But it turned out he wasn't dead. He was alive.
Okay.
And he had to fake his death for some reason.
Okay.
And so she's dealing with it, and she's dealing with this thing, and then she wakes up, and it was a dream.
Okay.
And like instantly, you're like, oh fuck! Like it was really well done, and I was like, of course it was a dream. Sonny Bono and Lyle Wagner like fighting over B. Arthur's love.
Right.
You know, and all this other stuff. But the way they did it so well that I just, you're along for the ride. You're just along for the ride.
It was the dream sequence of her because she was dreaming that her husband was still alive. Got it.
And then they all come in and they're like, I just had the dream again. And they're like, oh, honey, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I am. But it was so touching and yeah. so real that, like, out of this silly fucking concept of a show where, you know, where Betty White is hilariously stupid.
Yep.
And they're cruel to her.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. Yeah. A What's show that name? Rue McClanahan.
She's yeah. the, yeah, Blanche.
Blanche.
Yeah.
Blanche DuBois.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a good show.
It is a good show. And it's a show that I didn't watch,
mm-hmm.
but that I have a certain appreciation for.
Yeah.
And which reminds me, I am, through syndication and through repetition,
uh-huh.
similar to the way that I finally like said, Family Guy's okay.
Right.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's pretty freaking good.
Like
it's pretty, like a lot of it. It's
some of it's not
formulaic, and yep. a lot of it is like not lowest common denominator,
right.
but it's like
yep.
very common denominator stuff.
Yep.
You know, the humor a lot of times is very derivative.
Yep.
But
like I said, my biggest thing with that show is like it's supposed to be praising like nerd and geek culture,
right?
But they're like dumbing it down so much that it's like. They're catering to the people. They're almost making it a joke when they're supposed to be praising it, if that makes any sense. Where, like, I described it one time where it was like, instead of just saying a Star Trek joke, they'll say, like, oh, this one time on that television program, Star Trek, Captain Kirk once said. And they, like, set it up with, like, this precursor to the joke.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just, like, saying, you know, Kirk said or whatever. Which they could easily just throw that out. And if you get it, then great. But they want to reach everybody. So
right.
they set it up so like...
They paint it very broad.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. come on. You don't have to say like this one time on the television program You're Star like, Trek.
You do if you want to hit all the like potential markets.
Yeah.
You know.
But it is funny. Like, I will give it, like, it's been on in the background, and I will watch it, and I'm like, yeah, oh, that was a good one.
It for me, like, it stays on. Like, there's a channel you turn on, you're doing something else, and they're like, oh, it's still on. And whatever you're doing isn't, like, necessarily watching television.
Right.
But, oh, it's on, and, yeah. And so, yeah, there have been a couple times. I'm like, good. That's a clever joke that they just said. That's a funny joke.
My mom loves that show.
It's good.
Loves that show. My mom and dad both love that show.
That's cool. Yeah. Andrea's a big fan. Yeah. And we used to be on, like, she would want to watch it, like, all the time. And so I'd kind of be like, man. And then they're like, really reluctantly.
Right.
And then, like, okay, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, you're trying to poo-poo it, but at the same time, you're like, all right.
I'll give him that one. That's pretty good.
Yep. And pretty soon you're going to be quoting it and wearing flash shirts.
Bazinga shirts.
Bazinga. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, that was a bunch of nonsense that we just spat out.
That was. Have we been going for a while, huh?
Probably. I always say it seems like it wasn't that long, but it's been like an hour and 28 minutes probably. But I do want to redact that I said 102 or 103 a lot. The last episode.
It's all good.
This episode's 103.
103.
Right? This one's officially 103. Yes. This one, right now, as you're listening to it, is 103 episodes. So next one is the 2-year mark, not this one.
And do we want to go? Do we want to make any commitment on celluloid? Which was not celluloid.
I want to call everyone.
All right. It's so we'll put the word out. If you've ever been a guest on the show.
Right. Next, whenever we record. Wednesday or Thursday.
Right. Get ready for a call.
Yep.
And be able to talk for 5 minutes.
Or 2 minutes or 3 minutes or...
Yeah, 5 minutes at the most.
Because we got a lot of guests.
Yeah.
And we want to just know, like, what you're into. Like, give us a recommendation or what do you want us to talk about? Any show ideas or just to say, hey, what's up?
Right. Yeah, we're going to make a lot of calls.
Yeah.
We're going to make a lot of calls. So we'll just, like, tag team calls. Like, you do one, and then
I'll have somebody ready to go.
And then I'll have a text out there and say, hey, we're going to call you shortly.
Right. Yep. You're next. Like, boop, boop. You're next in the queue. Yeah. Remember in the queue?
Remember when that was a thing?
I tried real hard to make it a thing.
It's all good. It's all good. Trying is important.
Yeah. I thought it was a good idea, too.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. But, you know, just like... I would safe to say, for us, and I think we represent a lot of folks in their television viewing tendencies.
Yep,
that will drop off. Like your queue used to be a little bit more important, right now it's gone. It's not. That.
I was even scroll like I had to scroll. Because I was curious because I thought I added a bunch of Netflix original programming onto my list or whatever my queue, and I went looking for it. And I was, like, scrolling through the categories of Netflix, and I was like, where is my list? It was, like, 7 or 8 categories down before I even got to, like, my stuff.
I think it's probably because
it was, like, continue watching, or this is trending, or since you watched this. Like, that was all before
your queue.
My actual list.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that that's because when there was less content, your queue was more important.
Yeah.
Because, like, you had, like, had to, like, search to find the best stuff out. Now there's so much stuff.
Yeah.
And there's so much good stuff.
Like, what do you want to watch tonight? And it's like, I want to watch me scrolling through my Netflix and then not watch anything. I'm going to spend 45 minutes just scrolling.
Going through the titles.
Ooh. I've never heard of this subcategory.
I'd like to see that sometime.
Because I watched one episode of The West Wing, like, just now.
Yep.
It's going to recommend all this. And it's like, ooh, what's this show? And then you watch the trailer and you're like, oh, it was a good trailer. Add to my list.
So this week, something we did. We went to go see our boy Dallas on Tuesday.
We did do
go
that.
Do a one-man show that was really good.
It was really good.
It was really impressive. And I want to give a little shout out and kudos to Dallas McLaughlin's one-man show.
The Velocity of Celebration.
Celebration. That's what they started telling.
Which is a perfect title for exactly how he talked about everything and jazz and all that stuff. Like, it's perfect.
It was good. And it was really, really good.
It was so captivating. And he had the whole freaking thing memorized.
He did.
I was like, I know these are your personal stories and everything, but like, and I wonder how much of it was bullet pointed and he just, but it seemed like it was so scripted. Like it seemed, and it was did,
but in
scripted.
A good way. Yeah. Right. In a good way. Like he didn't, yeah. Like, and clearly he was familiar enough with the material to allow for,
yeah,
for breaths things to come up. And, well, or yeah, things to come up, right. Like glasses to break in the glass in the audience or something to happen. Yep. Or somebody.
Well, I mean, he's like such a pro at like crowd work and stuff that like, he just went with it. It was so good.
So yeah, it was very good. And if you ever get a chance to see it, you should.
Yep.
I imagine that he'll probably be working it and tweaking it and workshopping it.
He said
he's
trying to get it into a theater sometime around September, I think is what he said.
That'd
like
be good.
After, like I was talking to him for a little bit after, I think he was saying he wanted to like flesh it out more and get it into a theater somewhere. And I was like, this is perfect for that.
I could see. It's so funny. Like it's not like faults or anything, but like I could see like a little bit more tweaking and working happening to the show and it being a good running show someplace for a little while. Like,
yeah.
Like my show is running at the blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
And a little bit, maybe a little bit even more production with the music and with the lighting and with staging.
Yep.
But the product itself, like the bones of it are freaking solid.
It's so solid.
It's very solid.
It's such a good ride.
Yeah.
And it went from like funny to like serious like that. It was just like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah. And he let himself do that too really well.
Yeah.
He let himself go to darker places, yeah, to serious places.
Sad and serious.
Sad places.
It was awesome.
In a good, entertaining way.
Yep. It was awesome. It was so good.
So that was something really cool that happened just recently.
Yeah.
That I hope other people can
I hope a lot
get
more
a chance
people
to see
get to experience it. Yeah, it was so good.
I'd love to see it in the theater. Like I'd love to see it like flushed out even more.
Yep. Be awesome.
So that was cool.
Cheers to the Podfather.
Yep.
Good times.
Keep doing stuff. Keep it up. I'm glad he kept it up.
Yeah.
Dallas, I'm really glad you kept it up and keep it up.
Yeah, he's so good.
So, we appreciate it.
Cool.
So that happened.
Yeah.
And then Chris Cornell died.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
So that was a bummer. But. Yeah. But Dallas is great.
Yeah. And then that other guy died that you thought was
Roger Ailes has made me giggle a little bit.
There you go.
It's terrible.
It is terrible. But whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, and then, our president's about to go get he's about to get.
I need my lawyer. What?
Yeah. So
didn't he hire like a lawyer? I don't even. I'm telling you.
Have you been watching?
So no.
I put it on today. Okay. I put it on today. Because I was like, what's going on? Like, this stuff going on. And like a lot of us, you're like, I have to, like, distance myself.
I hate it.
And I have to, like, not listen so it doesn't dominate my life.
Right.
And my hatred for
everything.
For everything and everybody isn't, like, the main thing. So, but I had to figure it out what's going on today. Because people are like, oh, here we go.
Right.
And it's kind of fun. It's a fun ride since I hate him. And I really want him to be exposed for the fraud and criminal that he is.
Yeah, but then you get Mike Pence.
He's not that innocent either. So who do you get after that? That's the question.
House? Speaker of the House?
So who's that? Paul Ryan?
Ugh. That's not too bad.
Both of them are better than Trump. Like, Trump is like the one idiot.
Who is the Speaker of the House? Is it Paul Ryan? I think it is.
I think it is too, but that's terrible. I don't know.
I don't know either.
And I don't even know if that's the right, like, if that's the next.
I think that's the.
I
how
think
it
you're
goes.
Right. It is too. I think that's how it is too.
Who after that? It gets shady for me.
Yeah,
but I think those are the top three.
But Veep is also a very good show that apparently is the number one most realistic, like, political show. Like, even though it's completely
farcical.
Yeah. But the way they do things in Carrie apparently is like spot on.
Nice.
So
that's awesome.
that's fun.
Yeah. I'm going to, at some point I'm going to have to just sit down and like, be like, what's happening in this world. But I don't care. Like, and that's not,
I know what you mean. No,
I say
I know
that
you mean.
All the time, but it's not that I don't care. It's that I don't care. Like if that makes any sense, which I'm sure
it makes,
some people
does.
Make
no,
sense,
I bet yeah. you it makes sense to a lot of people. Yeah. People are like, I don't want to watch the news.
Like, I do care, but at the same time, it's like,
what's going on with this clown and with this country? No idea. I don't care.
Yep, no idea.
So,
I'm like, he's hiring himself a defense attorney.
As a criminal lawyer.
As the president of the United States is hiring a criminal lawyer.
Because, yeah, he's...
Because of things that he has done.
He has committed obstruction of justice.
Right. And they're like, no. He
told the FBI to not investigate somebody.
It's crazy.
And so I'm hoping it all plays. I think this
didn't,
is gonna,
he's doing like the same. This is, didn't this he do is, like the same stuff Nixon did?
Well, a lot of this being, yeah, it's like, kinda. Well, no one else has fired the FBI director before. I think since Nixon. And so. Yeah, no, the FBI That's director crazy. Never gets fired.
We can't start talking about that. We will not stop.
But that's what's happening too.
That's crazy.
That's big too. And so you never know. By the time this airs, maybe this could
something,
be something gargantuan
something
could have
happened.
And and so anyway, we're a little bit aware of it, a little bit, because I listened to the news today. I watched
I see stuff on Facebook. Like, it's sad that's where I get my like news from.
Right.
But, like, I see my political friends will post something.
Right.
Like, Allison is so
Allison's
big
all over it. Yeah. She's money.
And she does it in a comedy way most of the time.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's very blatant in your face. But, like, I like the comedy way. I'm like, oh, that's fun. And I'm like, that's terrible, but it's fun the way that you're telling me. Mm. anyway, let's wrap it up. We gotta go. Todd's gotta sleep.
And next week is our 2-year anniversary.
That's awesome.
2-year anniversary. And then, of course, we only have two or three. We have a very limited amount of episodes left.
Like 4 more after this, I think.
Of total. Of Todd Leroux being our esteemed audio engineer.
And, like,
and,
teaser.
And leaving here. And living here.
And teaser, he said he's going to be, maybe. He said he maybe will be on one of the shows. I hope it happens.
It should absolutely happen.
And but it's like when we got here today, we were just sitting around like before the mics were even on, just like bull crapping. I'm going to miss that, man. I'm going to miss him.
You're going to miss that?
Yeah.
I'm going to miss that too. There's a lot of things about.
Well, you're going to miss it more. Like you guys are way close. Like I'm only close. I mean, I'm close now, but like you guys are way close.
Well, we've spent once a week for the last 2 years, the three of us
very true.
Together.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be a big change.
Yeah, it's going to make me cry.
It's
He's
sad.
Crying in the room right now. I can hear him. See? I heard it. Anyway, we need to shut up for real. Thanks for listening for as long as you've listened to this rambling. Hopefully it wasn't as long as I think it was, but I think it was.
Anyway. But it was so engaging that you don't care?
Yeah, you don't care. He laughed along with us, because that's what we do. We laugh. Mm-hmm. But anyway, next week's going to be the big one. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stick around, and if you are a past guest, expect a phone call, because we will be calling you.
Word.
But this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
Okay.